the book Hebrews, or 324, van professor Hannes Redelhuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the book What is Your God's Name? We are also busy with a study about what is your God's name, which is the most important thing in life to know. Every bride and bridegroom must know each other's names. Otherwise, it's never going to function. Should you require any information, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, South Africa WhatsApp phone code +27 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning, otherwise you will miss, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Send this link to your friends and families, everybody that's dear to you. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen, paper, and a note, or a pen and a notepad ready. Just before I greet you, I just want to inform you, we just had Easter weekend, where most of the church will believe that Jesus was crucified on Good Friday and He risen on Resurrection Sunday. The Bible says 3 days and three nights. There's no way you can have 3 days and three nights from Friday to Sunday morning. I've done a total series on that. So if you are interested, we also have it on a graph. Brother Rocco and Sister Yakuni has done it to us in color. It fits on your cell phone. It's in Afrikaans and in English. So should you require it, it's free. Just send me a WhatsApp. On what day was Yahushua crucified? Or on what on what day was Yahushua, or you can say Jesus for those that doesn't know, crucified? And I will send it to you. You can have it on your cell phone, and you can show it to your pastors, priests, and reverends, and let them answer it for you. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. We are busy with Hebrews chapter 12, verse 17. For ye know how that afterward, when he, now he was he, that's a small age, well, it remains a small age, in brackets, Israel, would have inherited the blessings, he was rejected. Israel was supposed to be the blessed one, but he sold his inheritance for soup. For he felt no place of repentance. Now, why didn't he found a place of repentance? Because repentance in the Old Testament never exists. They lived by certain laws. And that time when Isaac, Jacob, they didn't function under grace. They had Yahweh's law, not the 613 laws of Moses, but they function under natural laws, and that which Yahweh taught Abram, like circumcision, was the proof or the outerly sign of the covenant between Abram and Yahweh Almighty. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Verse 18, for you are not come unto the mount that might be touched. Now, on this stage, Apostle Paul is changing the subject to the bride of Yahushua. He says, for we are not to come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burn with fire. Why do we not go to the mountains to touch it when it burns with fire? Because our faith is not based upon what we see, or what we feel, what we touch, what we experience. No. We are built upon faith, the rock of all ages, Yahushua, the foundation of our spiritual lives. We haven't seen Yahushua healing the blind, walking on water, that he rose from the dead. No, we haven't seen it. But we believe it with all our might. Although these things has happened more than 2,000 years ago, we as Yahvis today believes it as if it has happened just last weekend or yesterday or today. It's so fresh in our minds, our soul dimensions, that we teach and preach this gospel of salvation as if we were walking with Yahushua when he went to the synagogue, when he called the Pharisees and Sadducees. You look like gravestones, nicely dressed, but full of bones and worms, dead bones. It's as if we just participate in what he did. So we don't need to touch a mount that burns with fire. But the Israelites, after Moses, they had, or in the time of Moses, they wanted to see the mount burn with fire, to let them understand that Yahweh is present. For ye are not come unto the mount that it might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto darkness, and darkness and trumpets. We are not to be gathered by musical instruments, and by shouting and screaming, and we, as bride of Yahushua, when we just sit still and we close our eyes, or we just lift our hands, immediately the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh is present. We don't need to see a mountain that burns, or a mountain that is covered in darkness in the middle of the day. We don't need it. It's called blackness, darkness, blackness. We don't need to see this. It says here, and that burn with fire, nor unto darkness, and darkness and tempest. Now it says in verse 19, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words. You see, today the internet is the instrument which Satan is using the most. For a lot of teachers and preachers and pastors and reverends and priests, you can call them what they're, laymen, you name it what you will, if they don't have an internet, they've got nothing. They don't even have one proper book in their bookshelf. So they have nothing else to run to. That's why I've written 23 A4 and A5 books mostly in Afrikaans, my native language, but there's quite a few in English as well. And we're still in the process of bringing out more English books. In order the day that internet won't allow the gospel of salvation to be preached on the internet, then the books is there. For the people to continue in the truth, the revelation truth of Yahweh, our Elohim. It says, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words. We only need the revelation word. And that's why studying the word, the way we do it throughout the world, is the best way you will ever find. It's there. You just click on, take my website, click on a subject, it's there immediately. And it starts with part 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sometimes it continues into the hundreds. It's there. It's available. And every message, every segment, is like a supper that you are having. Spiritual supper. Which is building you spiritually and emotionally. We don't need to run to a mountain that burns. A lot of voices and trumpets. He says, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they that did inherit, that the word entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. Those that hear the voice, they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to participate in it. Why not? Because the moment that you hear the truth, in your consciousness you are immediately convicted. And this is how it works. This is what the Ruach HaKodesh does. It teaches and leads us and teaches us in all truth and righteousness. And it convicts of sins and unrighteousness. And the voice that they heard entreated that the word should not be spoke to them anymore. I say of this, if you continue speaking to people, the same people, they will come a time when they will say, I don't want to know anymore, nothing anymore. That's why it is so important for us as your first with a fee. To live the life of a Yahvist, which is a follower of Yahushua. Let's live the life as He taught us, as He, that Yahushua, showed us and instructed us to live. For the word said, be holy, for I am holy. Live in holiness. Everything starts with holiness. Living according to the word. Allow the Ruach HaKodesh to speak and teach and train us in the revelation word. For what reason? What purpose? For us to be better instruments in the hands of Yahushua. Reaching a lost world. The world is lost outside. When you listen at what has happened in the Far East and Iran, America, Israel, President Donald Trump was on the edge of removing Iran from the earth. We prayed, we said, we asked Yahweh to stop this war. And then there's a ceasefire. Although it's for 10 days, but from there things can work out. Do you understand what I'm saying? When you look at the signs of the time and the things that's happening around us, sitting in South Africa looking at the TV, you can see a war going on in another country with the greatest weaponry that you've ever seen in your life. Not even knowing that these type of weaponry exists. We haven't seen everything. They say we have also maybe 10% of it. And this is what brings fear to people. My Bible says, when you see all these things happening around you, we must look up from where our Redeemer, King and Savior, Yahushua, will come when He returns for His bride to parousia us. 1 Corinthians 15, 27 to 58, change us from mortal to immortality, from fleshly into a spiritual body, meeting Him up in the air. Hallelujah. What a moment that we live for the moment to be transformed. But as bride of Yahushua, we know that it cannot happen now. Why? Because the final covenant hasn't been signed. Daniel's 70th week have not yet come to fulfillment. And we're living for that time. But in the meantime, we must be busy bringing in the harvest as Yahweh has supplied in every one of our needs. Now time has caught up with us. It's very important that we, in this day, that we will be a blessing unto the kingdom of Yahushua, in order for souls to find Yahushua through and in our own lives, exhibiting the fruits of the Ruach HaKodesh. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.